Good news on our supply chain. I can tell you 14 countries in our region have finished negotiations on improving supply chain resilience. Many are hoping this agreement's going to guard against future supply chain disruptions while also improving efficiency and productivity. Employers and Manufacturers Association Chief Executive Brett O'Reilly's with us on this morning. Brett?
Morena, Mike.
If you get it together in a region, does that change your world or would we still potentially have problems?
Look, I think it's a great start. And I think one of the significant things about IPF is India's involvement in it. You know, India is not historically a free trader, and so to have them in this framework, which has been largely led by the United States, certainly gets New Zealand into an interesting orbit with other countries and the opportunity to deal to these issues.
Doesn't take away our isolation, though. One of the problems with the supply chain, we're too far at the bottom of the world, there weren't enough ships and they passed us by. Does that get solved?
Look, I think it's always going to be a challenge, but what IPF gives us and this agreement gives us is a seat at the table where we can discuss those issues. And there are some things that we provide to the rest of the world, you know, some of the componentry that comes out of companies like Raycon and Buckley Systems, which is equally in demand. So we just need to make sure that we're articulating that position well in those discussions and using all of these opportunities to leverage things for the rest of our export chain.
Let me give you a couple of lines. To promote respect and realise in good faith labour rights and supply chains, identify opportunities for technical assistance and capacity building. How much of that's waffle? How much of it's real?
I've had the pleasure of going through a number of those clauses. It is about trying to get everybody onto the same level playing field, and of course there's inevitably some trade and international language in there. But I think it is important that that we try and get some countries, quite frankly, up to the level we're at, because I think, you know, we already have a lot of those things enshrined and more in New Zealand. But the real net of this is making sure that if we go through another event like COVID, that we have an opportunity up front to discuss how it's likely to impact us and make sure that we minimise the impact on New Zealand businesses, workers and, of course, our communities.
Boy, you'd hope so. What's your read on the geopolitical scene in the world as we see it at the moment? This whole idea that we're a free trader and the whole world's going to be a free trader one day, is that sort of dead in the water now?
Look, I think the world's definitely changed. You know, New Zealand will continue to push for free trade. You know, we've been a global leader over many decades around free trade agreements and wanting to encourage, a tariffless world or lower tariffs. But quite clearly, there are some dividing lines out there. And so our goal is to try and make sure that we continue to maintain our independence. And we look at agreements like this as a way of trying to engage with countries that we haven't been successful, like India, at negotiating FTAs with historically. So it's tricky. I think our foreign affairs team are doing a really good job of negotiating that difficult ground for us. And agreements like this are a way of engaging with in different ways, but also with countries that we historically haven't been very successful with our usual FTA approach.
Nicely put, Brett. Good to have you on the program. Brett O'Reilly, the Employers Manufacturers Association boss.